for my name to be up for that event and award. You know, something that obviously I started this year, but have a deep appreciation for. So, you know, something I'm very thankful for to even be nominated.
Along those lines, what did you think about hearing from the guy who led the Operation Neptune that caught Bin Laden?
That was incredible. That was incredible. You know, I've seen him speak a couple times.
Have
you? Yeah. You know, I think it was a speech last year at the University of Texas graduation ceremony. Very big YouTube video, and it was going around the country. Watched it a couple times. Just a great guy, you know, just a great, smart person who's accomplished, obviously, some major things in his lifetime. So, you know, anytime you can have someone come in here and speak, you know, all our ears are listening to that guy, and everyone's just paying attention. Just a really cool opportunity to have something like that done.
Bill said earlier, Bill O'Brien, he never envisioned coaching on Monday night. When you were growing up, I know you've done it before now, but did you envision, hey, I could be out there one of these days doing it?
No question. You know, I was a big dreamer growing up. You know, I was definitely... probably a little too cocky at times, but you know, I always envisioned myself playing on Monday Night Football and always playing a big game. So I mean, you know, just the opportunity to play again on national stage, and it's all worth it.
How were you too cocky?
Just definitely thought I was already in the NFL at age 8. You know, age 9, I already thought I was, you know, running around the streets playing in the NFL. But you know, I was just a very confident kid. You know, and I told my teachers, you know, you weren't going to tell me anything else. I wasn't going to do anything else. I was a football player, and that was it. So, you know, I was fortunate for that to actually come true. And just a great opportunity for a first stage like this coming up to play on Monday night. So it's awesome.
How proud you must have been when you could look in the mirror and say, hey, I really made it. I'm at the highest level.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it's something that, you know, you kind of say and you do. So definitely was, you know, but it's never taken for granted. You know, this is very, very elite business. People are always trying to come and get your job, so you just got to stay on top and you keep working.
So all your teammates are talking about, Dwayne, JJ, everybody, about going into this situation on Monday night where nobody really gives you much of a chance.
Yeah.
But you kind of feed off that stuff. Yeah. What do you think about that, Brian?
Well, that's why you play the game. You know, that's why you play the game. It's why you go out there and, you know, you obviously try your best. You know, we feel you match up really well with this team. We feel it's going to be a really good football game. And we're just excited for the opportunity going out there on the national stage and, you know, proving we're a lot better football team than what we put forth in the first half of the season.
Personally, we're thinking a lot about during the break that we haven't shown who we really are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, our record isn't where we want it to be. You know, we've lost some games we feel that we shouldn't have. We feel like our best football self is still ahead of us. So, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity and, you know, just really excited to be on national stage against a very good team.
Do you feel like you have a little more familiarity with them, even though they're not a division team? You've seen them quite a bit over the years.
We played them a good amount. And, you know, for us, the coordinator hasn't changed or anything like that. A lot of the personnel still seem to have a really, really good core of players on the team. So, you know, they've kept them obviously together and be very similar personnel-wise to what we played them last year.